Okay, we're doing Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Even with partying, the heart will ache. And after the party, sadness. Okay, but when you're partying, you're enjoying yourself. So what do you mean your heart will ache? And if your heart will ache during the party, certainly after the party. So, I don't understand the Pasuk at all. Because, again, if you're partying, then you're enjoying yourself. Where's the heartache? And if there is heartache, what is he telling me after the party there's sadness? During the party there's a heartache. So what is he hearing? We're interpreting this according to Mitzvot David, the Ralbag, and the Meiri. The question is, what is a party? And what's wrong with going to a party? You understand? People go to a party. What's wrong with it? The answer is I think the answer lies in the quantity. In the quantity. In other words, if it's the party life, then you're running from the very cause of the very cause of the party is the heartache. See, because your heart aches, that's the very cause of the party, to cover the heartache. In other words, you can't relate to reality. So you run from reality and you spend your days partying. It could be the same thing where people watch TV. For instance, if a person watches TV 8 hours a day, you understand? That's the same thing. He's running from life. If a person needs a break, a passive break, and he watches a TV show or two, fine. Or a movie, that's not bad. You understand? That's not a catastrophe. You need a break. But the thing is, when you do it for 8 hours a day, that's running from life. It's the party life. That's what he's talking about. Whether you actually go to parties or you run to with TV shows or with these electronic games, all these things, if you put in like 8 hours, that's a catastrophe. If you put on 8 hours texting, that's also bad. You understand where you're running from life. It's running from life. That's the heartache. But as soon as you stop running, then whatever you're running from, that thing comes out, that feeling that you're wasting your life and that whatever is bothering you, you didn't deal with the problem. And because you didn't deal with the problem, so it's always there. That's why you have to stay running, because there is that problem. So you don't deal with the problem. And also you feel like there's no satisfaction in life. You didn't accomplish anything. Every human being has a conscience or a superego, and they have to feel some type of accomplishment. So it makes it sad. One is because of the ache itself, because you never faced it and you never dealt with it. And the other thing is that you don't feel any type of accomplishment, that you did anything in life. And so therefore that adds to the sadness. Another example is those that sit in cafes. In other words, there's nothing wrong in going to a cafe. The Meiri mentions this example, if I remember correctly. The thing is that there's nothing wrong in going to a cafe, you know. But however, if you spend the day there talking about the nonsense, you understand. So that would be the same type of thing. We just sit around and talk about nothing. Anything that that is running from life, in other words, the highest level of a person is the Eishes Chayil, the woman of valor. The woman of valor, she doesn't need a break. The woman of valor is a person that relates to that they enjoy the practical, they love the practical. So they're totally involved in the practical. That's their life. They enjoy it. It's not like a slave labor. They really enjoy the practical. That's an Eish Yisrael. Okay? Then the other extreme is the people that put their lives into running from reality. But most people are in between. They're involved in reality, but they need a little break. So they take a break. That's nothing wrong. That's part of your development towards becoming a woman of valor or an Eish Yisrael. So the thing is, that is what that is what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about one extreme. The Eish Yisrael is the other extreme, where they love practical, and then most human beings are in the middle, where they're involved in the reality, but they need a break. So they do any one of these things that we mentioned that they could do.